AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a close vote, 213 to 212, but the House passed a bill to spend close to $2 billion to boost security at the Capitol following the January riot. Texas Republican Lance Gooden says the money could be going elsewhere.
The crisis at our border is unlike anything we've ever seen. We're recording 20-year highs in border crossings, but instead of completing the wall at our southern border, which would protect innocent children from being exploited by human traffickers and drug cartels, Democrats would rather spend $2 billion on a wall around this building in D.C.
The vote comes a day after the House voted to create a commission to look into the riot. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says work is already being done.
You've got two committees in the Senate already doing their investigation. I believe in 2 weeks they'll already have their report back, even though Pelosi wasted all this time. You got the architect of the Capitol given $10 million to study what we need done here to protect it. And then you got the Justice Department, rightfully does a much better job than we could ever do.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she realizes the commission faces Republican opposition in the Senate, too.
To my Republican friends, and I do have them, take back your party. This is the grand old party, the party that's done so much for our country.
There are indications there may be a ceasefire soon between Israel and Hamas, but the fighting goes on. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants an immediate ceasefire.
There is no justification, including counterterrorism or self-defense, for the abdication by the parties to the conflict of their obligations and international humanitarian law.
The Biden administration says it will stop using immigration detention facilities in Massachusetts and Georgia that are subject to abuse allegations. In Georgia, women claim they were subjected to unwanted medical procedures. In Massachusetts, a jail has drawn complaints of inhumane conditions. Wall Street stocks are in line to break three straight days of losses. This is AP News. She's known for her groundbreaking study of chimpanzees. Jane Goodall is the winner of the prestigious Templeton Prize, honoring people whose life's work embodies a fusion of science and spirituality.
I love the Bible expression, in which we live and move and have our being, because that's what it's all about.
Goodall told the AP her work with the chimpanzees led to a broader appreciation for nature.
Out there in nature, by myself, when you're alone, you can become part of nature. And your humanity doesn't get in the way.
Goodall describes it as almost an out-of-body experience.
It's when I'm on my own in nature that I feel this so strong spiritual connection with whatever.
Raised as a Christian, Goodall says she developed her own sense of spirituality in the forest of Tanzania, believing all living things in the natural world are connected through a divine force. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.